Hey, Mr. Alcorn, this is Will. Hiding out here in the corner, but I like what you just
Hey,
said,
Will.
response to Sophia's question. So I kind of wanted to build off of that. A lot of us in this room are graduating a month from today.
Wow.
So we've got
Congratulations.
reactions. But so with that being said, how would you pray about tithing for the first time? Maybe what would you recommend be the first steps of tithing for a recent college graduate?
Yeah, I would say, well, I guess it's Nike's phrase, right? But just do it. I mean, you just do it. I mean, the thing is, there are so many people who say, "Oh no, I could never afford to do that." Are you kidding me? The people of Israel actually had three tithes, and they add, and one was every third year, so they added up to 23% of your annual income that was going to, God's work. But that was a culture where, of course, the government was receiving. It was just the nature of it. There's no difference between. There wasn't a church that was separate from the government of Israel. And so, when you're giving to the priests and for other leadership things, you could make it equivalent today of 10% went to the priests and the Levites. So it would be more parallel to the local church. But you have to remember that people in that society were very poor compared to people today. If you live in the United States today, if you have a below average income, and let's face it, most of you to have even been able to go to Baylor in the first place, unless your scholarships are just galactic in proportions, you had to be rich by the world standards. Now you don't feel rich. You say, "Well, that was my parents that are rich." Yeah, but if your parents are rich, you're rich. See, because if your parents fly you places and you go on nice places, vacations with your parents or whatever. But even U.S. poverty level, some years ago, there was a website which is no longer current. Called Global Rich List. I wish it was a current. There's some other equivalents to it. But the US poverty level, I think 4 or 5 years ago, which was $25,000 for a family of four, actually put someone in the 98 point something percentile of the world's wealthy. Poverty level for us. Now, I'm not saying those people aren't poor. By our standards, they certainly are poor, and it is relative culture to culture. But all I can say is, don't tell yourself you can't afford this. You're living in, you can make arguments about UAE or some countries that just have incredible amounts of wealth, with some people that bring all the averages way up. But the average commoner in America is living with an income and at a lifestyle unprecedented in human history. And if you're making excuses for not being able to give what the poorest Israelite, who, by the way, didn't have the Spirit of God inside of him, had not experienced the redemption of Christ, and you're giving less than the poorest Israelite, and a lot of people, "Oh, that's legalism. You're talking about living under the law, and we're supposed to live under grace." Well, you know what? Grace does not mean less generosity than the law. It means more. It means greater. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. That's 2 Corinthians 8:9. And read sometimes 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Now I'm talking about the two chapters successively, which are the most sustained passage on giving in scripture. In the Old Testament, there's 1 Chronicles 29. That's another long one. But and I'm just telling you, your life will be changed when your perspective is changed. But I'm so tired of hearing people say, "I can't afford to tithe." I was literally in a small group one time with someone who said, "We can't afford it. We just can't afford it." And the next week, they drove in their brand new truck. And I looked at him and I said, you might wonder, well, why did you have the audacity to confront them on this? Because the week before they said, we can't afford to tithe. So I thought, this is kind of a timely moment here. I mean, how much did that cost? How much could you have given? And now you can't give because you keep making decisions that put you in a place where you can't afford to tithe. So stop making those decisions and make sure you do. But here's the thing I would say about tithing. Another thing I hate about tithing is it becomes this incredible standard. It's like, oh my gosh, we're tithing. It's like that's the ceiling. No, that's not the ceiling. That's the floor. Everything less is robbing God. And you don't want your testimony to be, I used to rob God, and now I no longer rob God, so congratulate me for no longer stealing from God. That's really not generous giving is above and beyond the tithe. And so many years ago when I read the story of, I'm blanking, successful business, R.G. Letourneau, college named after him, R.G. Letourneau. And he gave away 90% of his income. I remember reading that story as a high schooler who had just come to Christ, grew up in a non-Christian home. And I read his story and giving away 90% to the Lord. And I remember saying, Lord, by your grace, I would love someday to be able to give away 90% of our income. And I don't know where we're at right now, but for years we were giving away 90% of our income. That's just how it happened, because by giving away all the royalties, and they were substantial, and we still do, but my salary's increased, so I don't know what it is, but it's way, way more than 50%. It's probably 80, 90% at least that's going to God's kingdom. And I'm not bragging about that at all. I live a middle-class life. And middle-class, are you kidding me? In the United States of America, is wealthy beyond measure. Do not tell yourself, okay, so went to Baylor, you know, got to be successful, got to make this and judge my success by how much money I make. Go ahead and make the money. Make as much as you can make as long as you're giving it to the kingdom of God. And that's how you cast down the idol of materialism. You can't keep that money and not become a servant of that money. You've got to give a large portion of it away.